praise God. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it on this beautiful sunny day. How many are just glad to be able to feel the sunshine? I can certainly feel the sunshine. Amen. Amen. But we've come today just to give God the praise and to give God the glory and to thank Him for bringing us through this week, through seen and unseen dangers. God has been faithful to all of us, and we are so grateful for that. Again, we want to welcome you online, whether you're on Facebook or whether you're streaming on the Harvest website. We welcome those who are here in person. They pulled up on the lot. Praise the Lord. Got their spot to give God the praise and to give Him the glory. In case you're joining us for the first time, we are Harvest Christian Ministries. We are a church out trying to save the world for Jesus Christ, a non-traditional church with traditional values. Well, let's take a moment even now to have an opening word of prayer. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. As we come today, we just thank You for Your goodness and we thank You for Your mercy. Had it not been for You on our side, dear God, the enemy would have taken us out. Had You not been on our side, we would have lost hope. But we thank You today that we have hope through Jesus Christ. As we come today, God, we stand on Your word. We pray that someone might be blessed today, that someone might be encouraged today. But in the end, may You get all the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me, singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad, yes I am, Jesus lifted me, singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. Satan had me bound, Jesus lifted me. Satan had me bound, Jesus lifted me. Satan had me bound, Jesus lifted me, singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. When I was in trouble, or you've been there, Jesus lifted me. When I was in trouble, Jesus lifted me. Don't you know that? When I was in trouble, Jesus lifted me, singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. One more time. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me, singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. Amen. Songs like that, our foreparents pulled together. You put a verse or two in. And how many are just glad today that the Lord has lifted you? Amen. From where you were and put you on a high rock. Amen. Just want to let our viewers know and listeners that we're Harvest Christian Ministries. You can check us out on our website and just share the word with the others that you might know who just need a word of God, need some encouragement. That's what we're called to do, is to encourage one another. Amen. That is the good news. Just want to certainly say that we are prayerful for those who are yet going through various illnesses. It doesn't have to be just COVID. But whatever you're facing and your family is facing, know that we love you and we're praying for you. And we have an opportunity for you to go on our site and to offer up words of prayer. We'll be passed along to our praying team. And we just want to let you know that we care about you. Well, it's time for the word, and the temperature is just right. Amen. Amen. We're going to return to a couple of passages we've been looking at for the past couple of Sundays. And you'll find them there in the book of Colossians, the second chapter, verses 6 and 7. That's Colossians, the second chapter, verses 6 and 7. When you have found it, say amen. If you've memorized it, praise God. Thank Him for His Word. It reads as follows. Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and strengthened in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. I want to preach today from the sermonic title, The Fundamentals of the Christian Faith, Part 3. The Fundamentals of the Christian Faith, Part 3, and the subtitle, Building Spiritual Muscle. Building Spiritual Muscle. Turn on your 1950s TV set. That's when it was black and white. And you will hear and see someone who made headlines before headlines became popular. I'm talking about the fitness guru, Jack LaLanne. And that's someone who would always come on TV. Hi, I'm Jack LaLanne. And what Jack LaLanne would do is he would encourage us to get off of our couches and to do something. He would tell viewers, he would say, you know, if you want to feel better, if you want to look better, if you want to live longer, get up and do something. What a on-time word that we take care of our spiritual lives, but what about the physical as well? And what I like about Jack LaLanne, he was so old school that LaLanne would just say, I don't have any equipment, but come on, do me about 5 or 10 jumping jacks. Anybody know what a jumping jack is? A jumping jack. Come on, give me a push-up. Come on and give me a sit-up. But what he did was to encourage us to take care of our physical bodies. But you know, we also need spiritual strength as well. Just as in weightlifting and the like, that there's how do we deal with a particular muscle. And to strengthen a muscle, I'm talking about someone who don't lift weights now, that you've got to try to force that muscle to work. And my God, by the summer, you may start to look a little bulky. And you might feel a bit better because you've done what? You've taken time to deal with your body. The Bible says that the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You know, Paul talks and he lifts up when he says when it comes to spiritual strength, Ephesians 6 and 10 says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. So let's recap what we've talked about for the last couple of weeks. Last time we talked about the importance of a firm foundation, having a firm faith foundation, one that takes into account having the right blueprints. One that also takes into account having the right bedrock and also to have some backfield in your life, that the Word might be a support to you. We began this series a couple of weeks ago talking about why there's a need to have deep spiritual roots that go deep, rooted in truth, rooted in love, rooted in the person of Jesus Christ. So we return again to Colossians and that letter that Paul writes to the church. And he is saying, make sure you develop and strengthen your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. What does that look like to be strengthened? You know, I've seen many before and after photographs. You have too. And here's how the person looks now. If you look at the magazines in the store, they look different. Although I suspect there's been some moving around with that. But what do you see yourself as being after you've taken time to grab your sweatsuit and to get your weights, and let's build today some spiritual muscle. Paul was mainly concerned about what he called dangerous teaching. And if you're not rooted and built up and strengthened in the faith, you will go for about anything. It'll sound right, but it will not be the Word of God. Anybody ever had the opportunity to hear someone speak something and it sounded good, but when you thought about it, your spirit didn't connect because it was not from the Word of God. It came from a great philosopher, but it was not the Word. Be careful about dangerous teaching. We got to be strengthened in our faith. And what is faith? Hebrews 11:1 says that what? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, that by faith the elders obtain a good report. So, to strengthen our faith, there's some things we need to do. I'm going to lay those out and then unpack them. We've got to evaluate our spiritual condition. We have to watch our spiritual diet, get some spiritual exercise, and take some spiritual rest. To evaluate something is to do what? To analyze it. It is to measure it. It is to test it. And your spiritual condition is under the microscope this morning. Are you out of spiritual shape? Are you out of shape? Are you flabby in the spirit? Amen? Are you the person who needs to work out your mind, your body, and your spirit? What areas do you need to build up in the Lord? Amen? What areas can you grow in as a result of your being in the Word of God? Our physical condition and our spiritual condition may not be evident to the eye. And we see now that as it gets warmer, folks take jackets. They say, well, oh, God's name. They've been in the gym. Or they've not been in the gym. Amen? But we look at people's spiritual condition. We can't tell it with the naked eye. That God is the one who gives the evaluation. He's the one that evaluates our condition. You remember that when Samuel knew that Saul was looking for somebody to become king, he brought all of his sons, first round draft picks, brought them in. They were going to be the ones. And he looked at them and says, is there anyone else? Well, I just got my son David. He's just a ruddy fellow. He's out guarding the sheep. You want to see him? But 1 Samuel 16:7 says that man may look at the outer appearance, but God looks at the heart. Aren't you glad about that today? That folk may not have given you much hope, but they don't see what God sees in you. If God had not seen something in you, you would be depressed and down and downtrodden. But God sees something in you. Now, the world may have given you a poor evaluation. Maybe you deserved it. You didn't get anything but twos and threes. But God will give you a five because He has hope in you. Because He made you, your evaluation looks great on paper. And when you build up some spiritual muscle in the Lord, it allows you to receive and to resist and to stand against the wiles of the devil. Can I tell you, the devil is real? Oh, yes, he is. He's not someone with a pitchfork that you've seen on television. No, he is real. But the Bible says we got to stand against the wiles of the devil. When we are fit in the faith, people will be drawn to us, not because of who we are, but because of the Lord Jesus Christ in whom we serve. Evaluate our spiritual condition, but also we got to watch our spiritual diet. Uh-oh, there's the D word. A diet is a special course of meals that we try and eat and to lose weight. A diet will track how you're eating. There are even apps that tell you, wait a minute, you have too many candy bars today. You've had too much potato chips today. But a diet will help you to monitor. We need faith food. We don't need junk food. We need faith food that comes from the Word of God. Matthew 4:4. Well, Jesus says that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Satan had approached him and said, listen, we know who you are. If you want to eat some bread, I mean, why don't you turn that stone into bread? He said, you know what? I live by more than that. Man shall not live by bread alone. God's word is full of the proper nutrients for building up spiritual muscle. Now, junk food will do what? It will weigh us down. It'll put us to sleep. Now, so what's some of the junk food? The junk food may be what we watch on television. I know I'm going there. What we take in day in and day out. A junk food may be the entertainment or the video games. I mean, too much of anything is not good for you. And what they will do is they will feed doubt. They will feed fear. Junk food will feed anger. And junk food will feed violence. And junk food will feed foul language and sexual sins, to name a few. We can't snack on the world's junk food. We must desire the sincere milk of the word that we might grow thereby. The word says, as newborn babes desire that milk. I love what David says in Psalm 34:8. He says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in Him." Be careful what you take in. Garbage in, garbage out. Well, Reverend, I do my Bible study and then I do some other stuff too. But they're competing. What you're grabbing from other sources is competing with what you're receiving as a believer. Make sure you guard your mind and you guard your heart against the world. The world is supposed to advertise things to you that are good for the eye and that are good for your body, that it makes you think that way. But be sure you have the proper diet. Amen. I like that today. But not only watching your spiritual diet and evaluating our spiritual condition, but also we got to get some spiritual exercise. exercise? You mean to get out and do something? Yes, exercise. Many of us made resolutions at the beginning of the school year, beginning of the year, that I'm going to do better. Santa Claus brought me some new shoes, and I got me a new treadmill. I'm all set to go, but have you used it since you bought it? Oh, my God. And it takes time to get results. Nobody just overnight becomes slim and trim or fit. And our doctors tell us, you know, I went to the doctor this week, and I was going to weigh myself. She said, "Come on, let me help you stand there." I took my shoes off and took my watch off. That didn't weigh anything. Took my wallet out. I'm trying to get a pound. "Oh, you're 2 pounds." "Oh, praise God." I don't know what I did, but I'm hoping that when I go back, I can lose 2 more. Praise God. But in order to build spiritual muscle, you got to stay in the Word of God. It takes persistence. It takes dedication. It takes prayer in order to get spiritual results. Love what Paul said to Timothy in 1 Timothy 4:8. He says, "For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come." Yeah, you can look like Jack LaLanne, you can look in shape, but what about your spiritual condition? Oh, blessed be to God. We got to exercise our faith. It will strengthen our muscles spiritually. And you know, I've worked in the gym 1 or 2 times. I can look out in the parking lot. I know guys out there now. They some real gym guys. But a real gym man will have a little book to let you know, okay, I'm doing legs today. I'm doing arms today. Amen? And we got to do the same thing with our faith. We got to do what? We got to read the Word of God. That becomes so important. Study the Word of God. It will add up to a powerful workout in the Spirit. Well, it's important to get spiritual exercise. It's important to stay in the Word of God. It's important to learn of Him. We must watch what we take in by way of a spiritual diet and evaluate our spiritual condition. But also, and lastly, take a spiritual rest. Oh, God. Now, real people who work out will say you need to work a muscle today and take time for that muscle to recover. Again, I'm not the expert. I run from the weight room. But that becomes important. And those who have studied this science know it's important to build those muscles back up. And we can't compare what we look like to someone else. Same thing spiritually. Because somebody is in a position in the church and may know 9 Bible verses, don't compare yourself to them. But do what you can do in the Lord, learning to live the Word of God. Psalm 134:141 says that we are fearfully and we are wonderfully made. But here's the part I like about this. I believe in taking a physical nap. Can I just let you in on a secret? Before the day is out, Lord willing, the creek don't rise, I'm going to find my place and take a nap. Anybody, any nap people out there? Blessed be to God. You come away, y'all blew too much. We come away refreshed. We come away with a clear mind in our mind, body, and spirit. But Genesis 2:2 says that on the 7th day, God ended His work that He had done, and He rested. Resting is biblical in the Lord. Jesus would always recharge His batteries. He would go to a quiet place early in the morning to spend time with His Father. Amen? When He was on the boat and the storms came up and began to rock, they went to Jesus, who was what? He was napping in the hinder part of the ship. He says to us, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." We need spiritual rest from our journey. Well, conclusion. You can go out and hire a personal trainer. And some of you may be a personal trainer, but you need a personal savior. I believe that today. One that will help you to become rooted up and built up and strengthened in the Lord. So what's next now? Reverend, we've heard what you've said, and what's the point, and what now that we've learned these fundamentals of the Christian faith? Well, the assignment is to go tell somebody about Jesus Christ. Tell them the old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary. That's the story. If you don't know anything else, get that narrative. I remember being in college, in high school, they had something called Cliff Notes. They call them Spark Notes, and I would give you an overview of the chapter. You couldn't use that for your paper, but it gave you a sense. We've got Cliff Notes in the Spirit by having the Word of God. God has given you something to share with somebody. My God, don't get silent. Don't get shy when somebody needs to hear what God has done in your life. You've got to tell somebody. Tell them, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Tell them to "fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Tell them that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Tell them that the wages of sin is still death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Tell them that goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. You've got a script. Amen? Well, before I tie it up today, can I make a confession? You won't criticize me, will you? You won't talk about me behind my back, will you? I've got a sweet tooth. Uh-oh. I know I'm not alone today. I've got a sweet tooth in the Spirit. And I can say, He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise and strong winds may blow. But I'll tell the world that wherever I go, I have found a Savior, and He's sweet, I know. What do you know today? Do you know that the Lord will make a way out of no way? Or what do you know today? That He'll be a fence around you. What do you know today? He'll be a doctor in a sick room. What do you know today? He'll be a lawyer in the courtroom. What do you know today? He will be a battle axe in the time of battle. So tell somebody, yes, I'm growing in the Lord. Tell somebody, I don't know it all yet, but what I do know is He will make a way out of nowhere. And share. And it won't be long before in the Spirit you will start to see something happening in your spirit. Your jacket might get tight. Why? Because some muscle is showing up. My God, you're not Popeye the Sailor Man. He ate spinach, but you can eat the Word of God. Oh, I love the Word of God. I thank Him for His Word. The Word says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word is God." We need the Word. So be rooted up, and be built up, and be strengthened up in the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody give God a praise today. Amen. Amen. Yes, He'll do it. He will do it. He will do it today. And maybe you've pulled up, or maybe you've tuned in, and you're feeling weak in your spirit. Can I recommend the Word of God? Take two scriptures and call me in the morning. It will make a difference. Let's bow today. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, and we thank You for Your Word. We thank You, God, for allowing us to have access to Your Word. We pray today, if there's one that know You not, Your Word says, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved." God, touch that heart today. That person has never made a decision for You, never had the experience of knowing You as their personal Savior. Do it today, God. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, blessed be the God today. We thank Him for this time. Even on next week, we're keeping our mothers in mind, those who've gone to glory, but those who are in the here and now. Amen. So we thank God for each of you. You can always share this broadcast by way of our website, by way of Facebook. We want to reach the community for Christ, for the cause of the kingdom. And I'm so encouraged today about what's happening. Yeah, we've been in a pandemic, but the Word of God has not become any weaker. It's become stronger because we've held on to His unchanging hand. Amen? Well, praise God as we close out today. Let's do one. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, you know it, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. I'll check out today. You can sing. Everywhere I go, the drive-up choir, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Well, praise God. Until next time, have a blessed day in the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we love you. God bless you.